Netflix's bold pitch to Blockbuster. In 2000, Reed Hastings, Netflix's co-founder, was in Dallas, Texas, nervous about meeting the CEO of Blockbuster, a massive company valued at $6 billion with 9,000 stores worldwide. At that time, Netflix was just a small startup, only a fraction of Blockbuster's size. Hastings and his partner proposed that Blockbuster buy Netflix for $50 million and let them handle Blockbuster's website for online video rentals. The CEO rejected their offer outright. This was a big mistake. 10 years later, Blockbuster went bankrupt because it couldn't compete with Netflix. By then, Netflix had 167 million subscribers worldwide and was making its own award-winning films and TV shows. Netflix's value grew 300 times faster than the NASDAQ stock index over 17 years. In 2018, a survey even rated it as the best place to work in Silicon Valley. Netflix adapted to four major industry changes. It started as a DVD by mail service, then moved to streaming. Next, it licensed original content from other studios, and finally, it began creating its own movies and TV shows. The secret to Netflix's success. Hastings believes that Netflix stands out because his employees have more freedom than those at any other company. This freedom helps them make better decisions and be more accountable. However, you can't just give your employees freedom and expect success like Netflix's. True freedom requires careful planning. To unlock the full potential of employee freedom, three things are essential: high talent density, open and honest communication between employees and managers, and the courage to eliminate unnecessary controls that waste time and money. Netflix's turbulent times. Hastings had a breakthrough moment during his early days as CEO, sparked by a difficult period for Netflix. In 1998, Netflix launched and gained 400,000 subscribers in 3 years. Despite initial success, Hastings found that running the startup wasn't enjoyable. Then, in 2001, the dot-com bubble burst, causing many Silicon Valley startups to fail. Netflix was also affected, losing its venture capital funding and forcing Hastings to lay off a third of its staff. It was a tough time for the company, and Hastings worried that Netflix could bounce back. Surprisingly, after the layoffs, Netflix's performance soared. Employees felt more creative and motivated. They achieved more with fewer people and produced better work. These layoffs taught Hastings an important lesson about motivating employees and leadership. He and his team realized that having a high concentration of talented people led to improvement. A company with top talent is attractive to high performers, who excel when working with other high achievers. This environment sets higher standards and is more enjoyable. When everyone excels, performance keeps getting better. How to attract and retain top talent? A study at the University of New South Wales in Australia found that groups with one disruptive member perform 30 to 40% worse than other teams. So, what's the secret to attracting and keeping top talent? It's simple: pay high salaries. Some people perform much better than others, so it's smarter to hire one amazing person and pay them well rather than hiring a few average people at regular salaries. Bill Gates even said the best software engineers are 100 times more valuable than the average ones. Talent density is crucial, but even a team of stunning colleagues, as Netflix calls them, needs effective communication methods to work at their best. Aaron Meyer's keynote challenge at Netflix. When Aaron Meyer, an INSED professor, started consulting for Netflix, she faced a tough surprise. Her first task was to give a keynote speech to 400 global managers. During the speech, she divided the audience into discussion groups. As she watched, a woman called her over and pointed out, in front of everyone, that Meyer's way of taking answers was harming her message about cultural diversity. Meyer had been picking people who raised their hands, which led to only Americans answering. She hadn't realized that in many countries, people don't raise their hands to speak. Meyer realized the feedback was accurate and quickly adjusted her presentation. Instead of waiting for volunteers, she directly asked specific people to share their thoughts. It was a tense moment, but her presentation improved because of constructive criticism. At Netflix, radical candor is key. Employees are encouraged to openly disagree with their bosses in meetings. It's normal to casually tell someone they seem defensive in an email. In fact, if you don't voice your disagreements, it's seen as disloyalty to the company because you're choosing not to help improve the business. Feedback culture at Netflix. Many companies have yearly performance reviews where managers give feedback to their employees. At Netflix, feedback is given all the time, not just once a year. Employees are even encouraged to give feedback to their bosses more often than bosses give feedback to them. This is because higher-level mistakes can seriously impact the company. However, there are rules for giving feedback. First, aim to help the person you're giving feedback to. Second, make sure your feedback can be acted upon. Third, when receiving feedback, appreciate the effort and courage of your colleague. Finally, think carefully about whether or not to accept the feedback. In Meyer's experience, she adopted all the feedback she received, which significantly enhanced her work. Encourage employee freedom leads to responsibility. When employees feel comfortable speaking up about things that don't make sense, great things happen. Take 2003, for instance. An employee noticed that our company wasn't keeping track of how much time people worked, so why bother keeping track of vacation days? That got Hastings thinking. He decided to scrap our official vacation policy altogether. Since then, Netflix's vacation advice has been simple: take some. After implementing this no vacation policy, Hastings saw something interesting happening. People started taking more responsibility around the office. For example, someone would now toss out spoiled milk from the fridge without being asked. This change inspired Hastings and his team to call it freedom and responsibility. One positive change led to another. Giving people freedom also makes them more accountable. Simplify vacation policy for better work-life balance. When Hastings decided to scrap rules, he wondered why to stop there. But it wasn't as simple as just getting rid of them. With total freedom, leaders had to start by setting the right tone and showing good behavior. When Hastings first got rid of vacation rules, he had two worries. First, he feared people would skip vacations to impress their boss, leading to burnout. To encourage taking time off, Hastings started taking long vacations and sharing lots of photos. His second fear was an empty office in summer while his team relaxed in France. To avoid this, he asked managers to set guidelines. For example, accountants couldn't take off in January when they were busy with year-end finances. Fresh from successfully changing the vacation policy, Hastings was eager to do more. Next, he got rid of the system that required approval for expenses and travel. At his previous job, Hastings had once spent an entire afternoon rewriting rules because of a minor travel issue. This caused one of his top employees to quit in disbelief that senior management would focus on such things. At Netflix, Hastings didn't want anyone, especially top management, to waste time on these issues. Ultimately, Hastings learned that giving employees more freedom promotes accountability. It shows that you trust them. Maintain Netflix's success. At the end of 2018, Netflix had a big win. Their movie Roma was called a masterpiece by the New York Times, and Bird Box became the most watched Netflix original in its first week, seen in over 45 million households. Reed Hastings, Netflix's CEO, praised Ted Sarandos, the chief content officer, saying they made excellent choices. Sarandos emphasized the importance of talent density, having the best people pick the best projects. But to keep this up, Netflix has to make a tough call, letting go of employees who are just okay. Netflix doesn't view its employees as a family. Instead of expecting lifelong loyalty regardless of performance, they see each job as a temporary fit. Employees are likened to players on a sports team striving for excellence in their roles. While some may find this approach harsh, Netflix ensures fairness with generous severance pay, 4 months' salary for regular staff and 9 months for higher-ups. This helps ease the transition to new opportunities, maintaining financial security for them and their families. Netflix's approach to internal competition. Internal competitiveness at Netflix isn't like the Hunger Games in an office. Here, employees aren't fighting for limited spots. Instead, Netflix develops on high talent and teamwork. The more excellence employees bring, the more Netflix can grow. Continuous feedback helps employees know where they can improve. Taking this feedback on board helps them constantly improve and perform at their best. Netflix's documentary Dilemma at Sundance. In 2017, Adam Del Deo, Netflix's head of original documentary programming, attended the Sundance Film Festival and was blown away by what he saw. The sports documentary Icarus impressed him so much that he felt uneasy. He knew Netflix would have to shell out an incredible amount, possibly up to $4 million, to acquire it. The big question, would his boss, Chief Content Officer Ted Sarandos, approve such a hefty purchase? When Del Deo finally gathered the nerve to ask Sarandos, he didn't give a direct answer. Instead, Sarandos put the decision back on Del Deo. "You're the expert on documentaries," Sarandos said. "That's why we pay you. Think about whether this film is worth it. Will it be a huge success?" In most companies, bosses typically decide whether to accept or reject employees' ideas. This approach is about controlling leadership. It often limits innovation and slows down company growth. At Netflix, things are different. Managers provide context and allow employees to use their own judgment when making decisions. This freedom lets employees choose what they believe is best for the company. With employees making their own choices, senior leaders can focus on other important tasks. Leadership and employee trust. Business leadership can sometimes seem counterintuitive. When an employee makes a mistake, it's tempting to immediately correct them. However, a better approach is to first understand why they made that decision. This helps improve communication and alignment within the company without needing to micromanage. Of course, this approach works best when you have a skilled team that you trust to make smart, creative decisions. Did you know? Adam Del Deo believes strongly in the success of Icarus. He paid a record-breaking $4.6 million to acquire it. His gamble paid off when the documentary became so influential that it was referenced in decisions by the International Olympic Committee. In March 2018, Icarus even won the Oscar for Best Documentary, marking a significant achievement for Netflix after years of nominations in that category. After the Oscars party, Del Deo bumped into Sarandos and recalled their chat at Sundance. Sarandos grinned and confirmed, "Yes, that was the one." Key points 1. Bold moves and seizing the right opportunities can define a company's future. 2. Companies thrive when they adapt to changing market needs and new technology. 3. A workplace culture that values open communication boosts growth and innovation. 4. Offering employees freedom with accountability encourages them to excel. 5. High talent density and direct feedback enhance teamwork and individual success. 6. Paying well for top talent is often more effective than hiring many average performers. 7. Trusting employees to make important choices drives confidence and higher standards.